We continue our learning. We are in Yevamos, Perakei, Mishnah Dalet. Now, our Mishnah is going to explain how we apply some of the halachos from the previous Mishnahs to a case of two Yevamos. We have to remember, according to the Torah, Yibam or Chalitza of one Yevama will release the Tzara, the co-almana, the co-widow, from Yibam as well. So, and therefore, you're not allowed to marry her. Not only that, since the Chachamim treat the Mamar like Yibum, right? Even though it's only partial marriage, we treat it like Yibum. And we also, Midrabanan, treat divorce like Chalitza, as we've said, even though you're supposed to really give Chalitza, if you gave a get, we're going to treat a Lechumra like Chalitza. So therefore, the Isser of Yibum will take effect Midrabanan once one of the Yavamos has received either Mamar or divorce, right? So the same idea. The same way Yibum or Chalitza will, once it's given to one of the Yevamos, the other one is free. So too, if Mamar was given or a get was given, Midrabanan, we're going to say that it's as if she's received Yibum, and it takes effect Midrabanan as well, and therefore we have many problems, as we'll see. Perakei, Mishnah Dalet. Ketzad, how do we apply some of the halachos to a case of two Yevamos and one Yavam? Also, Mamar Bazo, Mamar Bazo. You have a case where the Yavam performed Mamar with the first one. So let's say Reuven was married to Rachel and Leah, and now Reuven passes away. So Shimon is performing, has both Rachel and Leah fall to him. These are not sisters, not to get complicating things with that. But two Yavamos fall to him, and he performs Mamar with one, and then with the other. So Tzrichos Shnei Gittin. Each of these Yavamos require a separate divorce. Each one had a Mamar, so therefore each one needs a get. This follows the Chachamim's opinion in Mishnah Aleph, if you remember, who held that a Mamar after a Mamar is considered valid. But according to Rami Gamliel, if you remember, Ein Mamar Acha Mamar, he said. The second Mamar is completely ineffective, so the second Yavam would not a divorce. What about Yibum? So Yibum is not allowed with either of the Yavamos. Why? Because each Yavama is Midrabanan, is married to the Yavam through Mamar. So to now, to perform Yibum with the other one, since you're sort of married to both of them, Midrabanan, so Yibum with the other would be like marrying both widows of one brother, which is not allowed. So even after, let's say, the first even after the first divorce. So you give one get. So you gave Mamar to both women, and now you divorce one with the get. Maybe can you perform Yibum with the second Yavama? No. That would be like performing Yibum with an Almana after performing Chalitza with her Tzara. So that's also not allowed. So the Yavam has to divorce there for both Yavamos. So here we have a case again. You gave Mamar to both of the widows. Tzrichos Shnei Gittin. You need to give a get for each one to undo the Mamar. Vachalitza. Now, in addition to the two gittin, they need a chalitza. One chalitza. One of the two yavamos needs to have chalitza, and then they're both free. Since a get is only midrabanan effective, so the yibum, the zika to the other brother, which links the yavamos to the brother, is still there midoraisa. So chalitza is therefore needed. And we know, as we have in all cases, where there are tzaros, doing chalitza with one will exempt the other. So you give two gittin, so if you gave mamar to the two women, each one needs a get, and you need chalitza with one of them, and that would be fine. Mamar bazo v'get lazo. How about the following? New case. You have a case with a yavam before mamar with one, yavama, let's say, with Leah, and then with Rachel, again, they're not sisters, he forgives her a get. So here, tzricha get. The one who received the mama requires a get in order to undo the mama. Yibum is obviously is asur midrabanan because of the divorce that you gave the second yavama, performing yibum with one yavama. After you were megaresh, the other one would be like performing yibum with one yavama after the chalitza of the other. So this is what Bartunur says like this. He says mama lazu get lazu. In the case where you have pasal get shel achrones arishona, Why? The because the kum lay below yivne. Remember, we had lo yivne. Once you gave a get, so then tzricha get lema'amaro v'chalitza lizikaso. So you need, as it says, a get for the ma'amar. And the chalitza, there's still a zika there, but yibam is not allowed because once you divorce the other one, so then you can't do that anymore. So this lo yivne, so performing yibam with one yivam after the chalitza of the other was not allowed, and the same way performing yibam after a gerushin with one of the yivamos is not allowed because we treat the gerushin like a chalitza, and of course you need a vachalitza. So again, this is our case: mamar b'zui, gave mamar to one and get to the other one. So you need a get for the mamar, and you need chalitza, with one of the two yavamos. You need a chalitza. There's still a zika there. You want them both to be able to marry. The gerushin, the divorce, the get, which is only effective midirabbanan, because remember, this is a yavama here. It's only effective midirabbanan, so it doesn't end the yibum, the zika at all. And that's why you need chalitza. What about the next case? Mamar bazo uba'al ezo. In this case, the yavam performed mamar with one yavama, and then he performed yibum, that bia, with the other yavama. Tzrichos shnei gittin. Each yavama needs a get. The one with mamar needs a divorce, midirabbanan, to undo the mamar. And the one who we had yibum with, so that needs a real divorce in order to end that marriage, which is really marriage midaraisa. And the yavam has to divorce them because he's now married to both widows of one brother, which he cannot be married to. So therefore, he has to give a get to both of them. So that was the case of mamar bazu, ubal azu, tzricho shnei gittin. So each one needs a get. One needs a get midarabanan for the mamar. One needs a get d'oraisa for the yibum. And vachalitza, you need chalitza. Chalitza has to be performed with one of the yavamos in order to remove the yibum attachment and allow them to marry anyone that they would like. Now, you'll say, hold on, yibum was performed with one of the yavamos. Didn't that end the yibum attachment that the yavamos had to the yavam? You need still in chalitza. Why? Because since the bia, the yibum, took place after mamar had been performed with the other yavama. So after having kiddushin the mama with one of the widows, he's not allowed to marry any of the other widows because that would be marrying two almanos of the same brother, which is not allowed. That would be a psula. So therefore, since you violated what the Chachamim said, so here we have a concern. Why? The Chachamim say that this is therefore not going, that Yibam is not going to be effective since it was done with the other sister, with the other Almana rather, no sister, with the other Almana, after you gave Mamar to the first one, so therefore that Yibam is not effective in ending the Yibam Mam with both. And the Chachamim made this takana, they made this gezer for the following, because maybe someone who wouldn't know would say, I see what happened, since he had beer with one yavama. Oh, I guess beer with one yavama is effective even after mamar it's effective. Beer with one yavama is permitted after mamar with the other. Oh, so I guess then you're allowed to have beer with one yavama even after he had yibum with the other one, which is obviously usher midaraisa. That's not allowed. So in order to prevent this problem, the people making this mistake, they said that even after mamar having yibum is considered where there's a beer psula. And therefore, it won't end the Yibam Zika, and Chalitza is going to be needed. So, this last case we just mentioned was Mamar Bazu Balazu, Mama with one and Yibam with the other. You need two Gittin, and you still need Chalitza. Still need Chalitza, Midirabban, and that Yibam is not effective. It's a Bia Psula. Mamar Bazu V'Chalatzlazu. What about a case the Yavam before Mama with one Yavama, and then Chalitza with the second one? So Rishon Atzricha Get. The first one needs a get, the one who received Mamar, because she has to undo the Mamar marriage. And the Yibum, which linked the two Yavamos to the Yavam, that Zika, that was taken care of by the Chalitza. So a Rishona needs a get, and that's it. Because you did Chalitza with one, so that's okay. That takes care of both of them, doing Chalitza with one of them. Get Lazo V'Get Lazo. What about a case where you have a case of where one was given, you gave a get to both of them. Tzrichos heimenu chalitza. So they require chalitza, the Yavamos require chalitza to allow them to marry out. Really, one chalitza is necessary. They use the word tzrichos, which is in general you need chalitza. But getting a get to both of them, remember, get is effective like, only l'chumra is treated like chalitza. So therefore, you really need chalitza to free them. One chalitza will be sufficient. Get lazo ubaal ezzo. So let's say you have a case where the yavam first divorced one yavama, which is only effective, really, midrabanan. That's like chalitza drabanan. And then he had yibum with the other. Tzricha get v'chalitza the yivama, with whom he performed the yibum, and therefore had. So that was a real marriage. You need a divorce. You're not allowed to stay married. Why? Because you gave a get to the first yavama. That makes their marriage, if you remember, acts midrabanan, like yibum, doing yibum after chalitza, which is not allowed, because divorce we treat like chalitza midrabanan. And chalitza. You need a chalitza to end the yibum that they're attached, that have that zika, and allow the yavamos to remarry. You'll say, hold on, they had bia, and that's allowed, that's a real yibum midoraisa, and that ended the zika. So this is also a chumra derabanan, since the bia was preceded by a get, so that's considered like the bia, since there was a get before it with the other yivama. So there we consider the yibum with the second one to be psula, because it was against the rabanan, and therefore you still need chalit, so we don't consider the yibum to have released them from that connection. And the Mishnah says, get lazo umamra bazo. This case you have where the Yavam gave a get, divorced to one of the widows, one of the Almanas, and mamar to the other one. So tzricha get, the Yavam who got mamar, to undo the mamar, needs a divorce, obviously for that. Yibum is not allowed after the divorce. Why? Because that would be like having Yibum after Chalitza. You can't do that. And Chalitza is needed in this case, because there was no, you have to release them somehow. Get Lazu, Mama Lazu, you're still in Chalitza with the one Yivama, and that takes care of both Yivamas. Get Lazu v'chalatz Lazu. Here, Yivam gave a get to one and did Chalitza with the other. Ein achar Chalitza klum. After you do Chalitza, so they can't have any, can't be married with either Yavama, because the Yavam is usur doraisa to marry them. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who does not allow marriages, as we know, that are chayve lav. And there's no kares. The case here is not an isur kares, but nonetheless, like Rabbi Akiva, there would be no chalitza. And Bar Tanura says, ein lacha chalitza klum, the hada mekadesh la olitzara. So if you would mekadesh her or the tzara, lo tafsi ba kedushin. Kedushin wouldn't take effect. Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Ein Kiddushin, Toftim, Bechav Yalavin, but of course, Ein Ahalach, we don't follow that, says the Bar Tanura. Perakei, Mishnah, hey, Chalatz v'chalatz. Here we're dealing with a case where Yavam is performing Chalitza. In this case, the Yavam did Chalitza first with the one Yavama, and then Chalitza with the other one. Oh, Chalatz v'asa Mama. We did Chalitza, or after performing Chalitza with one widow, he did Mama with the other. Nasan get, or let's say after giving Chalitza to one, he gave a get to the other one. Ubal, or after Chalitza with the first Yavama, the Yavam performed Yibam after the first one, after the performed Yibam with the second one. And now the Mishnah says, for a moment, we're going to say the case of Chalitza followed by something else, which is what seemed to be all the cases that we have so far. We had Chalatz of Chalatz, and Chalatz of Zamamar, or Chalatz and gave a get, or Chalatz of Baal. So now we're taking a break from that, and we give the following case. O Baal, U Baal. So this is a case where the Yavam had Yibam with one, and then lived with the other one. O Baal Vasa Mama. Or here, he performed Yibum with one Yivama, and then Mama with the other one. Nasan Get, or after Yibum with one Yivama, be with one Yivama, he divorced the other and gave a get to the other one. V'chalatz, or after having be with one Yivama, he performed Chalitza afterwards. So now, so the first series were cases where there's Chalitza first and then something else. The second series is where he had be with one and then did something else with the other. So here, we're going back to the first case of the way the Chalitza preceded it, and giving you the halacha there, ein achar chalitza klum. Meaning where the first act that you did that he did was chalitza, so then no other act that he does has any halachic significance. Chalitza, the first widow, ends the Yibam Zika, and therefore anything that is done afterwards is really meaningless. Ben Yavam Echad L'Shtei Yavamos, and Ben Shnei Yavamim L'Yivam Echas. And Mishnah just concludes by telling you that this is true whether we're talking about the Mishnah, these Mishnahs we mentioned, Mishnahs Dalin that we're learning, Dalin and Hey, all these halachos apply, whether it's a case of one Yavam performing these several acts with two Yavamos, or it's two Yavamim to one Yavama, the halacha would be the same.